VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And I realize now you might, our audience may not have heard about something, and I need to tell them.
Go for it.
Right after the show, or an hour after the show, there's going to be a webinar about seller standards. I'll be participating, as will Christy Demos and Prashant Rao from the trust team. And it's going to be a in-depth look at the new seller standards and lots of Q&A. We welcome you to register to take part. You can do so for free, of course, by going to ebay.com/webinars, and it's the latest on there. The date is Thursday, September 17th. It starts at 2 o'clock Pacific time, so an hour after the show, and it will be interesting. I think you may want to tune in and watch it. If you have a question, this would be a great opportunity to submit a question as well.
So again, you go to ebay.com/webinars today at 2 o'clock. You're going to do the whole thing's going to be about seller standards.
Right, and it's the bulk of it will be, there's a small presentation, but the bulk of it is a Q&A.
Terrific. If you can't call in for whatever reason today, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during this show while we're on the air. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. Fill out the web form, hit the Submit button, and we try to respond to every email we receive. We certainly do our best. Mike in Redwood City, California, known on eBay as Gelb, G-E-L-B Music. What is your highlight from We Are 20?
Oh, boy. Well, I had the honor to actually sit down with Pierre and just two other sellers before the conference started and have lunch with them for an hour. And,
oh, fantastic.
That was definitely not only a highlight of the conference, but just my life. I think Pierre's done a lot of great things here, and it looks like he's going to continue to do a lot of great things.
By the way, we are taping this, and we are going to edit all these little things out and send them to eBay. So when you call in with a highlight, this is all going into a presentation that eBay Radio is going to send to Griff to, just something to play at lunch hour that might be fun for you.
Oh, that'll be cool, yeah.
Okay, Mike, thank you so much. So, Mike, you to be able to have lunch with Pierre would be, I'd give for that opportunity. So what do you think about
that? Yeah, I was a little in shock when the message came through, but eBay's been super supportive of us here. We're right up the road from the main campus in San Jose, and it really saved our store here. We're a 76-year-old music store, and you guys have really just saved us.
Tell us how we saved you.
Well, we actually, a few years back, we had construction going on. The store, I came on board to get basically the store together and online, and while things were kind of getting put together, I was talking about eBay and how it can really help, and we had a pretty big dip in sales. At the same time, we put a good portion of our inventory online through eBay, and it made up probably about 30% of our sales.
And, so you had a dip in sales because of
sales. I don't know what.
So are you saying you had a dip in you had a brick and mortar store?
We have a brick and mortar store. It's been here for 76 years. It's one of the oldest independent music stores on the West Coast. And when things got slow, we had a lot of construction all of a sudden, so it was hard to get to the store physically, and it strained our sales. And at that same time is when I got the go ahead to basically prove that eBay is a really viable sales channel. And we put not everything up there of our inventory, put a small portion of it up there, but just about everything sold. And that missed sales through the construction, all that was made up on eBay. And it really just kind of opened the eyes to the different people here and saw how that was a real viable sales channel. You can reach different people around the globe and locally.
It was a whole new thing.
Saved us. Yeah.
Griff, eBay saved their company.
I love to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, last week the SF Chronicle did a full, and we were on the homepage, were the main story about how eBay really saved our store, and they did a great job. So
that's fantastic.
I recommend for those who are wondering about eBay, just go check out the story.
Where can we check out the story?
Really saved us.
A San Francisco Chronicle online, and then look for what day was it?
Hey, just type in Geld Music, San Francisco Chronicle, and you'll see us.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And actually, eBay's done a seller story on us also, so right there on the eBay site, you can read about Geld Music, too, or watch it.
That's G-E-L-B Music, for those who are looking, right?
Yep.
Thank you so much, Mike, for calling in with your highlight of We Are 20 and to tell us that wonderful story. We saved a brick-and-mortar store. I love that one. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your call. Our telephone number again is 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. You can always click on the Contact Us. As Amanda from Brooksville, Florida did, Griff, she is known on eBay as ABP Rules. And she says, hello, all. I hope your day is going as great as mine. I don't normally find this to be true, but today I searched for an item of mine so I could price match and found this. I searched for Ralph Lauren suede leather, without the quotation marks. Navigated to the women's coats and jackets, and I found nothing of mine. I searched for Ralph Lauren leather suede and found my item.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I've been selling on eBay for 12 years and have sold about $1.5 million of clothing. So I consider myself an experienced top-rated seller, and I've always understood that the order of the words did not matter on the title. Am I missing something, or has something changed?
No, it can matter. When you're using a brand name, it can matter. So in this case... did she give an item number? Because I could use this as
she
an example.
She did.
So what is that item number?
201.
Okay, 201.
401.
401.
627.
627.
675.
675.
And I'm going to go there too, so...
All right, so she has it under clothing, shoes, and accessories, women's clothing and jacket, and... She has, it says, Ralph Lauren, coat, jacket, cotton, leather, suede, size 8, brown, blue, labeled new. So if I search for just the Ralph Lauren, coat, jacket, cotton, leather, suede in an eBay search, let me see if it comes up. Hold on, paste it. And her item comes up. So what was the order that she said she put the words in?
I'm sorry. I have to go back to it.
Yeah, you should keep it open,
I'm
baby.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I went to the other one, and it kind of messed me up. So blah, blah, blah. Here, I have to go back in here. Okay, here it is. She says, I searched for Ralph Lauren suede leather.
Right.
And I found nothing. I searched for Ralph Lauren leather suede.
Yeah.
And I found my item.
Right.
So does her item say Ralph Lauren leather suede?
And yes, it does.
So she searched for Ralph Lauren suede leather.
Right. And let's see, her item does not appear. If you go down to women's coats and jacket, let's see, that sometimes does it. Yeah, this is something the search engines, that's intentional. And I don't know all of the details, but I do know that so I don't know the details about this one, but it, in cases where you're using a brand name, the other identifiers being in the right, in a specific order can make a difference. And I know this is going to raise alarms among some people and say, oh, I have to go check my items. Yes, go check them. And if you see that it's not showing up, go in and change your, title if necessary. But, and I think this one, if I take out Ralph Lauren suede and I have women's coats and jacket and I use the what's it called, you know, the item specific, the refinement on the left hand side for for material for Suede. It should show up. So, but there's a lot here. Hold on, 27. Let me go down. Yeah, I don't know why that's not showing up. She should send me an email. I'll get a better explanation.
Yeah, let's figure that out.
Yeah.
Because that's interesting, because we've always thought it didn't matter.
No, I think we have talked about this on the air in the past. There are certain cases where the word order will matter.
We need to learn those.
Yes.
Very important.
And I don't know why hers isn't, so let me research it.
Okay. I'd like to tell you that if you can't call in, you can always click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. But there, you can also find the eBay Radio Group newsletter, which is really important. I'd like you to be getting that newsletter twice a week. Just go to ebayradio.com, sign in through community, scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post, the one with the word newsletter in its title. You'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe. Then you'll receive it twice a week right in your inbox, including on Tuesdays, the secret word to win the Duck Quack Prize. So this could be very important. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30. Joe in Oradell, New Jersey, our buddy Hubcap Joe's. Joe, what is your favorite We Are 20 highlight?
Well, guys, I got to tell you, the thing that stands out the most was definitely the...
Okay, hold that. Hold that thought. We're going to ask you to start over again when we come back. Hold on.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. 888-723-4630. Call us here at Ask Griffin Lee on eBay Radio.
Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks. Yet, searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 337.
When you call eBay's customer service, you're looking for a successful, happy outcome. Top-rated seller CBay, C-I-E-B-A-Y, has this advice when making that call.
Well, first thing I like to do is check my emotions at the door, and I try to come armed with a smile. Usually, if you do that, then the other person on the customer service rep that you're going to receive is going to be able to help you a little bit more if you're, in my case, not erratic and, you know, going off.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Why not take a break, join the conversation? Maybe you'll win a prize. Call us now with your favorite We Are 20 moment or anything related to eBay.
Or your favorite thing out of the fall seller update, and you're going to win a prize also. So we're on with Joe from Oregon.
I didn't give the number.
Oh, go ahead.
888-723-4630.
Joe from Oradell, New Jersey, known as Hubcap. Joe's is on with us. Joe, let's start again. What's your favorite highlight from We Are 20?
My favorite highlight was the clapping tunnel, because we did not see that coming. It was a total surprise. We had just gotten done listening to Devin Wenig and Hal Lawton talk, and they told us we were going across the way to a party. And as we filed out of the conference room, we were greeted by hundreds and hundreds of eBay employees clapping on both sides and cheering us on. It was so breathtaking that I whipped out my video camera right on the spot and actually filmed it as I walked along the clapping wall.
Oh, fantastic.
Can we see that film?
Yes, I already posted it on YouTube, and I put a link in the eBay Radio Facebook group and on the chat board if you want to check it out.
Terrific. Joe, thank you. I could see where that would be breathtaking, Griff. What a nice thing for them to do.
And a surprise, too.
Definitely. And there was confetti.
Yeah, we never had confetti in the olden days.
Joe, thank you very much. So, Joe, all in all, how was the event for you?
The event was even better than I expected. It was well worth the 8 hours on a plane to come out there. It was my first time in California, and everything about it was great. No complaints.
Joe, thank you very much for your call today. Our telephone number again is 888-RADIO-30. And Griff, they should be sure to read the whole 2015 Fall Seller Update, because it's all good news. It's all about delivering a great buying experience by using your seller tools and providing excellent customer service.
It is. That's true.
And some of the highlights: simpler, more objective seller standards. And boy, is Griff happy about that.
Ugh.
A new eBay seller hub, which he's very excited about. I can't wait to see it. I'm on the list, but...
Yeah, that's probably... I thought about it on the break, and that is definitely my favorite thing.
Is a new eBay the
seller
hub.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing, yeah.
And why is it your favorite thing?
Because, you know...
It's all in one place.
You sell on eBay to be successful, and this will be a tool that'll help you, give you the insights you need to be more successful on eBay. I love that idea. Seller standards, I'm so over seller standards. And the only two things that really matter are if you cancel a sale for whatever reason, and let me clarify this because people seem to get confused. A seller cancellation is... the post-transaction, the buyer has paid, you haven't shipped, the buyer has not asked you to do anything, and you, for whatever reason, cancel the sale or refund the buyer. That'll be a defect. I think it's deserved. And, in fact, I know it's deserved. And the other one is your buyer has to open a case, and you're given a period of time to resolve it with the buyer, and you either don't, or you refuse, or you ignore it, and that will result in a defect. Both of those things any seller can manage.
Yes, that's easy.
So, and we'll be talking a lot about this. The first one, managing your inventory, keeping accounting of it, knowing where it is, and keeping it safe from harm. And the other one we'll talk about more, which is the ways that you help resolve a case, focusing on a customer. Both things can easily be solved by just focusing on a customer. I get items, the shipping thing is not a defect. On-time shipping is going to be important, and late shipping can, if you're a top-rated seller, result in a loss of top-rated status, but you can still sell on eBay. And for people who are chronically below the 7% for their transactions that have 7% or more of not on-time shipping, late delivery, instead of there being consequences, we're just going to adjust on our own your handling time to reflect the reality so that buyers aren't misled into thinking the package is going to get there sooner. But the other two things you can manage. And the advice is still more so than ever, just make your buyer happy. You know, I rush to get my sales into the mail as soon as possible, not because I'm in fear of my parents at eBay who are going to ground me for 3 months or they're going to spank me. If I see the word punishments anymore, I'm just going to lose it. You're an adult. No one forces you to do anything. You're not getting punished, and eBay isn't your parent. My motivation is I want that buyer to be happy. That's the only thing I want. And if I can get it to them soon and quicker than even they would imagine, they're going to come back and maybe buy something from me or buy something from you. I don't care. They buy anything as long as it's on eBay and not some other silly website. That's my motivation. And my motivation for making sure that my inventory is available, because as we know, I've talked about this in the air, I've had problems in the last year where I've had to cancel 3 or 4 sales because I've lost a shirt. It's not that I worry about what my impact or what, you know, what eBay is going to say. I don't care. What I care about is that that's a buyer who's going to be really disappointed because they found something they really liked and they trusted me and they spent money with me. And then I have to tell them I can't find the item. As a buyer, I know that is a miserable experience. It's really a disappointment. That's my motivation. And it would be my motivation if I didn't work for eBay and I was doing this full time, too.
Also in the Fall Seller Update, an updated returns process, updates to categories and item specifics and product identifiers.
Absolutely. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Call us at 888-723-4630. eBay's Ask Griffin Lee will be back with their second hour after this. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then, post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label is actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.